You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Hello and welcome to Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason here at the NFL Annual League Meeting in Orlando. Thanks for joining me. A lot went on this week, but of course, now that the league meetings are over, it's full on focus on the draft coming up in just about a month, 3 days, that are going to help determine what the Broncos do for maybe the next few years. But first, what do they do at number five? And the first question is about the number five overall pick from Taylor Rhodes. If Saquon Barkley is available at five, should they take him? And what are some guys that aren't quarterback that they could take at five? Well, with Barkley, you have to consider, okay, he's a talented player and he's a high character player. But the draft is also fairly deep at running back. You've got Darius Geis later in round one. Ronald Jones from USC could be in round two. Rashad Penny, Kalen Ballage, those are two guys that really stood out at the Senior Bowl. They're going to be on the radars as well. Even some good day three backs that could be considered. The point being, the value of running backs says that maybe you should wait until rounds two, three, or four to get a running back if you're going to go in that direction, as talented as Barkley may be. But you can also argue, hey, the Jaguars took Leonard Fournette. The Cowboys took Ezekiel Elliott. Vikings had Adrian Peterson back in 2007. These are examples of some high-picked running backs who have done very well. But the other thing I'd say is, how many Super Bowls those teams win? Think about that. They haven't done so with those running backs. So there's a lot to consider there. Other players at other positions besides quarterback in that number five range, start with Bradley Chubb of NC State. In my opinion, the best edge rusher in this draft. Big, fast. He's kept his speed even though he's added 20 pounds or so at NC State, going from a stand-up linebacker to a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end. If you bring him in, he would probably be a stand-up outside linebacker in the 3-4. You get into the defensive backs. You've got Minkah Fitzpatrick out of Alabama, Denzel Ward, Ohio State cornerback, Derwin James, safety from Florida State, and then don't overlook Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame, who in my opinion is the best overall player in this draft. The question is, do you take a guard at five? That's almost unprecedented height, at least in the last 10 years in the draft, for taking a guard. And even when as talented as Nelson, that's kind of what makes you, gives you pause, is do you take a guard that high when there's better value elsewhere? So those are the guys, other than quarterbacks, that'll certainly be on the Broncos' radar if they stay at five. Next question, more on the draft from Quentin Sullivan. Why is Lamar Jackson being overlooked as a high first-round QB? He is the most athletic out of the bunch and has run some pro-style concepts. Could you see a team like Denver drafting him? Well, there's a couple of reasons. His accuracy, below 60% for his entire career at Louisville, didn't quite hit 60% this past season. He kind of joked that, hey, he was at 60 and then he had a bowl game, struggled, dropped below 60. And yes, Josh Allen does have a lower completion percentage, but Josh Allen is a little more of the traditional quarterback type in terms of his size, in terms of his arm strength, in terms of being more of a drop back guy than Lamar Jackson, for whom running is a big part of his game. So that, I think, is why you're seeing Josh Allen talked about early in the first round, but not Lamar Jackson. That said, I like Lamar Jackson. I like him as a first rounder. I like him as a mid first rounder, quite frankly. He may slip to late in round one or early in day two, perhaps. And if that's the case, I think he's going to represent good value. The key for Lamar Jackson at the next level is this. He averaged, 18 runs per game at Louisville the last couple of years, and that is something that is not sustainable. He, over time, is going to have to learn to stay in the pocket a bit more and trust his arm, and he's got a good arm. And the team that drafts Lamar Jackson, they're going to have to accept that, hey, things may not go as perfectly designed on the playbook. Lamar Jackson, he's more of an improv-type quarterback as far as defense breaks down, and he capitalizes off it. So you're going to have to do different things with him than for a traditional quarterback, but he can certainly be very effective. I thought some of the talk about Lamar Jackson changing to wide receiver, thought that was nonsense. He's a quarterback. Let him be a quarterback. I think he's going to make some team very happy over the long term, and he's shown a willingness to have his game evolve over time. And yes, pro-style concepts at Louisville by Petrino does have those in the offense, so certainly Lamar Jackson can execute those. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, Matt Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care. Thanks for watching and listen to me every weekday on Orange and Blue 760, 10 to 1.